When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
3, 2, 1, let's go. What's hot in the strip clubs? Your hosts, the 2016 and 2017 recipients of the Exotic Dancer Publications DJ of the Year Award, Danny Myers and Alon Fong.
Welcome to Rockin' Pod Recap. This is a What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. We are the number one strip club music podcast in the world. My name is Danny Myers. That is Alon Fong. Rockin' Pod Recap. If you haven't caught any of these yet, Alon, tell us what Rockin' Pod was.
It was a wonderful podcast festival convention, I guess, in Nashville, Tennessee. Back in March, we went to. We got to interview all sorts of rock stars, comedians, TV producers, all sorts of interesting industry people as well. And there was over 80 podcasts there. So we got to meet a bunch of people in the podcast community. It was a lot of fun, and we got some great interviews out of it. And so this is one of our fantastic interviews.
Yes, we are going to bring on Samantha Newark. She was a voice of Jem from Jem and the Holograms. I had never watched a Jem and the Hologram, and I wasn't really sure who she was. She signed up for us, and we got her on. It's like, I'm still trying to figure out. She's not, she shocked me that she would come on a strip club show. I don't know. Is that wrong? She's just,
I don't think it's shocking. We got a great show, but
it was a great show. Go ahead.
I had never seen the cartoon either, but I'd heard of the show, obviously. I'm big into comic book culture and comic conventions and all that good stuff. So I've certainly heard of Jem. And it was really great talking to her. She has had an incredible career. I mean, starting at 8 years old, right?
Yeah.
Showbiz kid. Worked with everyone from Dolly Parton, I think she said, to Elizabeth Taylor. Like, crazy, the people she's worked with in her career. And she's still going strong. So you're about to find out all about it. Very cool lady.
Yes. So this is the interview. It's about 13 minutes long, if I'm not mistaken, recorded at Rockin' Pod Expo 2023. And just into FYI, Rockin' Pod Expo 2024. They've already started posting about it. So get ready for that one coming up.
Oh, and special treat. Y'all get to hear Danny Myers sing a duet with Samantha.
Yeah. I wasn't going to tell them that because now they're going to turn it off. It's a short duet. It's a short duet. I did a quickie with her, okay? So here's the interview.
You had to use that word, didn't you?
Rockin' Pod 2023. We are here with What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network. I'm Danny Myers. We've got Alon Fong. And with us right now, we have a voiceover artist by the name of Samantha Newark. And you are best known for the voice of Jem and the Holograms, is it?
Yes.
Yes. How did you get started doing that?
It was just, I was a showbiz kid from the time I was 8 years old, and I had an agent, and she just happened to open a boutique agency with a voiceover department. Then one day I got a call, Sam, you got an audition for an animated series. And I was like, you mean like
wow.
a cartoon? She was like, yes, a voice for a cartoon. And I went, and I think all of Los Angeles showed up for the audition. It was my first voiceover audition. Mm-hmm. I've been in the business forever, but yeah, and I booked the lead. Who'd have thunk it?
Wow.
So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's my dream job. I've been trying to break into voiceover work forever, but I'm in Ohio and I have no idea how. So
we need to talk later.
I would love that. So like,
it's not like it used to be. So, you know, things have changed a lot. For
and you can produce from home now, like, with technology. So a lot of people, you don't have to be in L.A. anymore, New York, right?
You can have something kind of like this. Like,
yes.
Yeah. So, you know, you are a multi-talented woman. So you do voiceover work. Obviously, you do a lot of characters and voices. You're a musician. You've done production. You've done dance music, right? You've done your own EDM stuff. So we're obviously club DJs. Oh. Huge EDM fans. So just as a fan, who are some of your favorite EDM artists? I just have to ask. I'm a big EDM guy.
Oh, my gosh. You know, I'm going to sound kind of stupid because I'm more of a pop singer.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
But I was approached to take my last album, Hologram, and do a remix album of every track on the record plus
a
bonus track. So I worked with a producer who had a stable of remix producers, and a ton of remixers are working on
it.
So, but I've always loved like house music and like just the sexier, groovier, kind of darker. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah,
I love
no,
that
absolutely.
Stuff. Yeah.
So you like Leo? The what was the one song? Or Io?
Oh, EO, yeah, I-I-O, it was pronounced EO, yeah, like Rapture she did.
Rapture and yeah. stuff like that, yeah. Super sexy stuff, yeah, absolutely. So when you're doing characters, so again, with the voiceover thing, you know, it's about changing your pitch and your melody and creating a character. So what is sort of your process when you create a character?
Well, you know, I seem to be cast a lot for type. You know, and I kind of, I think you find your niche, you find the sweet spot mm-hmm. where you excel. You know, and you leave the other stuff to the people that's their wheelhouse, you know.
Okay.
So there's some things that are not in my wheelhouse, but I mean, a lot of voiceovers is not like the glamorous cartoony stuff that I started. I mean, I literally started up here, you know,
the
and
top.
Then, yeah, and then, you know, then I started booking a ton of voiceover commercials for all kinds of stuff back in the day, and now it's like, it's commercials and it's e-learning and audiobooks and all that
cool.
kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So not so necessarily glamorous, but it's great work. And
so Jem is different than your spoken voice, though, right? I mean,
it's very similar.
Okay.
It's very similar. In fact, Wally Burr, the director, I don't know if you guys are familiar, but he's not with us anymore, but he directed thousands of the cartoons. Like he was the director in L.A. doing, I mean, he directed everything back in the day. Has such a legacy, and he wanted us to sound really real.
Okay.
He didn't want us to sound, I mean, there are cartoony elements. I mean,
yeah.
It's over the top, ridiculous, poignant, heartfelt, all of those things, but he wanted us to be relatable. Mm-hmm. So we were young ladies, you know, so the little kids could look up to us like sisters. And so I just had to bring my heart, you know, I had to bring my essence. Maybe that's why I got cast, because I really love my character. I really relate to her, and so
you're authentic, right?
I'd like to think so. I used to get, they'd tease me, the cast was all a bunch, they were much older than me when I booked it, and they were like, here comes Pollyanna, you know. But Pollyanna's a pretty powerful archetype, you
yeah
know?
she
walks into a room and manages to like have everybody get along in some diplomatic way. So I always think that's a very good quality.
The power of love and goodness.
There
right?
you go. Yes.
I had this question. I saw when you were 10 years old, you were on a state fair circuit, and you were opening for Eddie Rabbit, Pat and Debbie Boone, and Mac Davis.
Yes, that was
I mean, 10 years old. How was this something that your parents put you in? Did you want to do this? Is this one of those? Okay.
I did. I started singing professionally when I was 7 in Africa. And then when we came to the United States, my dad was my manager, and I got signed to ICM, which was a huge agency, and they didn't really know what to do with me. I was the youngest member of ICM at the time, the youngest client at 10, you know. And the music part of ICM put me on the state fair circuit, so that's how I got to do these ridiculously, I think I sang for 37,000 people. And then Dolly Parton was coming on like two acts after me, and the Osmonds were there. Oh my goodness. Yeah, I still have the program, and I look through it, and I'm just like, and there's Samantha Newark like right there.
Were you doing pop? Were you doing country? It sounds like a mix of
I was doing covers. I actually covered You Light Up My Life because
awesome.
It was really huge back
huge.
Then.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Yep, I did. You know, I sang with an 18-piece orchestra.
Wow.
So I did stuff for Manny. I did, you know, whatever was like age appropriate.
Sure.
But
did you get to interact with any of those legends? What were their words to you, or, you know?
Eddie Rabbit, I've got pictures with him. And actually, Debbie Boone introduced me to my vocal coach because my dad was like, do you have a good teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Said, yes, I've got Florence Riggs in Los Angeles. And Florence is like my second family now. I've known her since I was a kid. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
Hey, we'll be back with the second half of our interview with Samantha Newark right after this.
Hey, this is Samantha Newark, the original voice of Jem and Jerrica Benton from Jem the Holograms. And you're listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast on Pantheon Podcast Network.
Hello, Pantheon Podcast listeners. Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house. And my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons,
or even if you have, but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with two devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles, plus awareness mode. Available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We are back with Samantha Newark, talking more about her amazing career.
And then Mac, when I saw the name Mac Davis, I'm sitting there, they just brought back that, Oh Lord, It's Hard to Be Humble song. Yeah. Do you know that one?
When you're perfect in every way.
Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble. Okay, when you're perfect in every way. We're going to keep going.
I can't wait
to look in the mirror. Doesn't look better looking each day. To know me is to love me. I must be a hell of a man. Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble. But I'm doing the best that I can. I can now say I sang with Samantha Newark. Wow.
That's exciting. That is phenomenal.
Your part sounded much better than mine. Yeah. But yeah, it's so funny because I played in a band, you know, when that song came out. Yeah. And that wasn't a song that we played, but we would always have to do it at practice.
Yeah.
It was just corny and it was good. Yeah. And every once in a while we'd play it out and everybody would go,
what?
Right.
I did the rock version.
It's just one of those songs. It's always
I did know it. As soon as you guys kicked in, I'm like, oh, okay. I do know it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, you did some theater as well, right?
Some theater.
Yes. You survived that, my dad. Please tell me. Tell me about
Dorothy.
Right.
She played
Tell me about The Wizard of Oz and your experience as Dorothy.
Well, I was 14, I think. And, yeah, I got the role of Dorothy.
Fun role.
And it was in Glendale, and it was a smaller production of it. My first showbiz heartbreak, though, was Annie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I auditioned for Annie, and I got a production of Annie with the United States Navy Band when I was 10 in Washington, D.C. And then the casting people and Martin Sharnan, who wrote the lyrics for Annie, was scoping out Annie's, came and saw me, flew me to New York to audition for the London Broadway production.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was British, and I had a British passport. But I was too bloody tall already.
Oh, no.
And my mom said something to him, like, well, get a shorter Daddy Warbucks, you know? But Annie's shelf life is like 6 months,
sure.
You know, you've outgrown Annie.
Sure. I was, my high school did The Wizard of Oz, and I was the understudy for The Lion. Didn't get the lead. I was very upset. If I were king of the forest. Yeah, love it. Yeah, man, that was fun. It was a good time.
Yeah.
Love that musical.
Oh, yeah.
I was the lead dancer, though. I didn't get to do it.
You know what's funny? I opened the shopping mall, which I think was used in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, it was the grand opening of the shopping mall, and I got, again, the lead. I played Dorothy, out of all of these kids in L.A., like 400 kids or something, and every shop gifted me something that I got emerald earrings.
Right? That's awesome.
It was great. Zsa Zsa Gabor was there.
No way.
Elizabeth Taylor and Mervyn LeRoy, who directed or produced or directed Wizard of Oz. Yeah.
Legends. You've had some. I hope you're writing a book.
I actually am.
You should.
I am. People have asked me in podcasts, and panels and things, because I sang in Africa as a kid.
Are amazing.
Yeah, we had armed convoys taking us to shows when I lived in Africa.
Wow.
Crazy.
So during apartheid and stuff, so bad?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, and Mugabe was taking over, and it was getting pretty frightening.
Scary.
We had, machine guns on board, and my parents were kind of like, what are we doing?
The show must go on.
Yeah. The show must go on. We've got a show to do.
Right.
Yeah. Ooh. So.
Scary.
Yeah.
But fun.
Amazing.
You've done so much, but what would your dream gig be now? What haven't you done? What would be the dream? Could we still dream, right? It's never too late to dream.
I mean, I would love to put a really cool band together and do some real touring, and it's expensive to put a band together.
Yeah.
And that. So. That I think if I won the lottery today, that's what I would do.
Okay, well then, who would be your dream players to have in your band?
It'd be cool to have an all-female lineup.
That'd be dope.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little shout out to Gem and the Holograms.
Of course.
That would be kind of fun. That would be cool.
Now, were the other voice actresses musicians as well, or just you?
There were some of us that sang. Okay. Yeah.
So you could do a live tour. That'd be amazing.
I know. Yeah, they should do a Gem musical.
Yeah, and then you could do guests, you could have Pat Benatar, Stevie Nicks, all these guest vocalists do parts as well with you.
Oh my God. That would be a dream. I'll have to think about that more because I haven't thought about that enough.
Because
you have to dream big, right?
Absolutely.
I write that on my autograph photos, dream big, so I need to do that myself.
We as podcasters try to ask questions that have never been asked before.
Go.
So, we don't want the generic questions, but I want to ask you about a song that you recorded. It was a cover of a Hall & Oates song, I Can't Go For That.
Oh my God, you know about that?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a project I did in L.A. It's been a while now. With a horn arranger, he put the whole
Frank
thing together.
Frank
Schaffner, lovely guy, really sweet.
And he's good.
I've got my notes here because you know what? I happen to have a 15-second clip of it. So hang on 1 second.
Fun. Yeah. I really enjoyed doing that.
I've
always loved Hall & Oates. So
there's so many good songs.
Because there were a few songs to choose from, and I was like, I want to pick this one. Yeah.
Did you get to pick that song?
I did.
So what other covers would you like to record?
These are good questions.
Dream song.
Okay, let me ask you this. Would you prefer to cover a male vocal song like you just did with Hall & Oates, or is it easier to do a female vocal, or do you feel you're too comparing?
I think it's cooler to do a male cover song because you're not being compared to anybody else.
Right.
Yeah, there is a song, now I can't think of the name of it.
You should do Eyes Without a Face.
Eyes Without a Face. Yeah, because I'm wearing his face right now. Have you heard his new single?
So good.
It's almost like Chris Isaac-y.
Yeah,
I just love it. It's so
like Sweet 16 when he did Sweet 16.
Yeah, yeah.
Loved it.
When he happened on TV, I was there for that. I mean, he's British on top of it too. Was like, God,
Billy Idol.
Who is that?
Billy Idol.
I got to meet Billy.
No.
At the club I was working at in Pittsburgh, Bare Elegance. Shout out to my old crew there. He was on tour with The Who doing the Tommy tour. I forget what role he was playing.
Wow, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, and he came in, and one of my girls, Yvonne was her stage name, had a big crush on him. And she's this hot blonde, looked like Jenny McCarthy, gorgeous, right?
Girl, yeah.
And she goes, oh my God, my Billy Idol's here. And she's like, I've had a crush on him. She's like, I masturbated to him for the first time when I was 13 or 14, right? I'm like, oh my God, all right, cool. Go talk to him, you're gorgeous.
Yeah.
He's like, no, I couldn't. Like, do you want me to introduce you? Do you know him? Well, I talked to him for a minute, let me introduce you. So I go over, and of course, I'm like, excuse me, Billy, do you mind if I introduce a friend? And he's like, what? And he sees her, he's like, oh yeah, sure. And I go,
that was really good.
And I go, Billy, this is my friend Yvonne. She's had a big crush on you since she was young. Would love to meet. Said, do you mind if she sits down and talk with you? And he's like, oh yeah, sure, that'd be great. So hello, I'm Billy. And so they sat down to talk, and I could have sworn they'd hook up, but they didn't.
Right.
But she did hit me up at 4 in the morning because we were at a club opening. We were all in the same hotel.
Yeah.
come to my room, come to my room. I'm like, I don't want to see Billy Idol naked. No, just come to my room. This is before, like, cell phones and machines.
Yeah.
And he had, Mr. Smooth Billy Idol, had left on her hotel room answering service singing Eyes Without a Face to her.
Oh, wow.
And put her name in it. And I'm like, oh, my God, that is so cool. She's like, I know. I'm like, well, call the front desk, see if we can get a copy. But they couldn't back.
They
this is like, no, they couldn't
right,
do it. So she was so bummed.
For technology.
Right. So she couldn't get her custom version of Eyes Without a Face.
That is so amazing and so disappointing.
I know, right?
At the same
right.
time.
So
yeah.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That is a cool story.
So you should cover Eyes Without a Face.
I love that song.
Or Sweet 16.
You know the song I really like is You've Got the Eyes of a Stranger.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a cool song.
There you go.
I think it's just Billy Idol. Yeah,
yeah,
I would
yeah.
love to hear you sing that.
Yeah. I just might do that.
Do it.
Might,
yeah. Do let us know. We want to hear it.
Awesome.
Yeah, so you have to send
you
that
guys
over
are
to
so
us.
Fun.
We appreciate you coming on here. Social media is where everybody can follow you.
Best way to find me is SamanthaNewark.com, like Newark, New Jersey. SamanthaNewark.com, portals to all my stuff and things.
Awesome.
And my music, yeah.
Well, you've been a lot of fun to talk to.
Thank you.
A lot of fun. And we didn't even talk one bit about strip clubs.
See? But we did talk about music.
Yes.
Right.
We're all about the music.
Right.
It's about the music.
Samantha Newark, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
thank you.
Thanks.
Dude, like I said in the intro, and I don't mean this insultive by any way, shape, or form, that I said I was just curious why she would come on a strip club podcast, because she doesn't seem like anybody who's ever gone. I mean, she's a very, very wholesome woman, and she was just a blast to talk to. And how about my duet?
That was impressive, Danny. I didn't know you had it in you. And are you saying that our show isn't wholesome? I think strip clubs are very wholesome. They're natural. They're all part of the world.
You are right, what you're saying, but I think there's this perception of strip clubs. Because what happened was, there was a list of podcasts, and there was a list of artists that were available for podcasts, and everybody kind of submitted our list, and she picked us. And that was, it's like, okay, cool. And
yeah, no, I thought that was very cool.
Yeah, she was awesome. I see her on Instagram quite a bit. She's still running around. You've been following her a little bit too, right?
Yeah, no, she's got some cool stuff coming up. She just did Mutant Con in Orlando, Florida over the weekend. But you can catch her at some upcoming conventions, June 3rd and June 4th at the Nashville Comic Con, and then June 9th through the 11th at the Augusta Toy and Comic Convention in Augusta, Georgia. So those are two of the conventions she's going to be at. Go check out Samantha Newark of Gem and the Holograms.
Yes.
We love you.
You say that again. We love you, Jim.
Okay. We love you, Samantha.
All right. Keep in mind all of the What's Hot in the Strip Clubs podcast, including the Panda Top 20 bubbling under Off the Charts Panda Classic Remixes, Flashback Friday, Strip Club Music Hall of Fame, Behind the Curtain, Rockin' Pod Recap can all be found at whatshotitsc.com. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to What's Hot in the Strip Clubs with Danny Myers and Alon Fong. Presented by Panda and Strip Joints Music. You can find us on all major podcast platforms. Thanks for listening.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.